This is RNZ Pacific News. I'm Fino Fonua Malolele. The Czech Republic has established a consulate in Tonga. It's the first time a diplomatic mission from the Czech Republic has been established on any Pacific Island nation. Local Tongan businesswoman Rabina Nakau has been appointed as the honorary consul. Czech ambassador to the Pacific Islands, Tomas Dub, said his country wants to strengthen its relations in the Pacific.
Your country is a key country in the region, and I am glad that today's Europe and the Pacific countries are finding a way to come together. Europe has now adopted its Indo-Pacific strategy, and the Czech Republic has recently adopted its own Indo-Pacific strategy too. So we have concrete plans for cooperation, and we have a number of meetings planned as soon as the Honorary Consulate is open.
Northern Mariana's governor, Ralph Torres, has conceded defeat in the territory's gubernatorial elections. Torres, a Republican, conceded defeat to rival and independent candidate Arnold Palacios. Palacios was initially behind on votes when election results were first released on November 8th, but a runoff election saw his votes surge ahead. According to the Saipan Tribunal, Palacios garnered a total vote of over 54%. The Western and Central Pacific Fisheries Commission Conference is currently underway in Da Nang, Vietnam. More widely known as the Pacific Tuna Commission, it brings together Pacific Island Forum countries to flesh out a myriad of management and regulatory issues concerning the fisheries industry. Pacific Islands Forum Fisheries Agency Director General Manamatavai Tupou-Rusin said the meeting discusses the future of the world's largest tuna industry.
It's important for food security. It's important for employment opportunity. And also, so many of our governments depend on it for a source of revenue that can help with development, such as much-needed infrastructure, schools, hospitals, roads. This is the largest tuna fishery in the world. Around 30% of global tuna supply is from our members' waters. And it's the healthiest tuna fishery in the world.
In New Zealand, calls have been made at an anti-nuclear conference in Dunedin for New Zealand to take legal action against the government of Japan if it goes ahead with plans to dump nuclear waste in the Pacific Ocean. A youth leader from the Federal States of Micronesia, Bedi Rathule, who attended the conference, urged New Zealand to add its weight in holding Japan accountable.
I really feel for my nation's leaders. They're taking on so much. They have so much on their shoulders, and to be constantly fighting for survival means we don't have time to focus on our energy, on our people, and developing our people. So I think a nation like New Zealand should take the lead on Fukushima waste dumping issue.
A marked increase in suicides in Samoa is causing concern. Samoa police say the total number of suicide cases investigated have jumped from 19 last year to 28 this year. Samoa Police Deputy Commissioner Mona Lisa Tiai Keti said most suicide victims ranged between their early 20s and late 30s. The death of a 22-year-old male last week is the latest suicide case reported. Nurses from Fiji were deployed to Tuvalu over the weekend to facilitate COVID-19 vaccination programs. Over 25,000 vaccine doses have been administered in the island since the outbreak first occurred. The World Health Organization reports that from January 2020 to date, there have been 2,828 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Tuvalu. No deaths have yet been recorded. New Zealand's government has announced it will give $4,000 to shopkeepers who want to install fog cannons to improve their security. The announcement comes days after the stabbing murder of an Auckland dairy worker last week, which has sparked national outrage. The tragedy has prompted rallies by many retail owners calling on government for greater efforts in tackling crime. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says no one should feel vulnerable to senseless crime.
Our job as government is to make sure that we do all we can to keep our small business owners and operators and workers safe. What we're announcing today is focused squarely on that.
Demonstrators in China have mounted a third day of protests at the government's tough zero COVID policies. The protests have been peaceful but noisy, with shouting slogans against the Communist Party and Xi Jinping. Anger has been mounting against the government's insistence on tough lockdowns to fight COVID. Deutsche Welle correspondent Fabian Krishmer says there may even be some sympathy for protesters.
We have to see in the next several days whether there will be a big crackdown. But to me, to be honest, many of the police personnel that I've seen and also talked to briefly, they also seem a little bit fed up. I mean, I think they're rather cautious. They even have some sympathy for the anger of the people.
Russia's attacks on Ukrainian energy infrastructure amounts to genocide, according to a senior Ukrainian official. Strikes on key facilities targeted the full Ukrainian nation and were an effort to force Kiev to surrender, the prosecutor general has said. The ABC's Sean Rubinstein-Dulop reports.
Last week's Russian airstrikes on energy infrastructure have left millions with no power, water or heat. Ukraine's prosecutor general says the attacks amounted to genocide and targeted the whole Ukrainian nation. Here in the capital, Kyiv, snow has started falling with the temperature hovering around zero and forecast to drop further this week. With Ukraine struggling to restore its full power supply, many homes are in darkness with no heating, with households on electricity rations of just 4 hours a day.
Germany have given themselves hope of avoiding a second straight early exit from the Football World Cup, snatching a 1-1 draw with Spain. Their hopes of reaching the last 16 were also aided by Costa Rica, who upset Japan 1-0. The result leaves the four-time champions facing a must-win match against Costa Rica in 4 days' time, and also means Spain have yet to book their spot in the knockout phase of the tournament. Two Samoan weightlifters have set new Oceania records at the New Zealand National Championships in Mount Maunganui. Don Opelonge, who is the 2022 Commonwealth Games gold medalist in the men's 96 kilograms class, set 3 new records, whilst Fiangaya Stowers, who won silver in the Commonwealth Games, set a record of 158 kilograms in the clean and jerk. John Tuffy won the men's 73-kilogram class and set a new Oceania junior record in the snatch category. That's it for RNZ Pacific News and Sport. You can find more updates at rnzi.com.